Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. We are with Laura Kennard at our favorite coffee shop. It is Grounds for Celebration, and that is in the beautiful village of Windsor Heights on University Avenue. We do this here just about every week, as a matter of fact. Get to see our lovely friends from Grounds for Celebration and talk about business events and upcoming things with Laura Kennard, MBA, Drake University, as well as DMAC, and Curated Growth. There's your intro.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you.
You can hear the crowd goes wild in the background,
yeah.
You know?
They're like, what? Is that
Who?
Is that five people he's talking about? What's he talking about?
What's going on over there?
We
should have cameras. You know, when I do Out to Lunch.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a big light and cameras and things and a big banner that says what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And so everybody goes, oh, wow, that's kind of cool. What are they doing over there?
I'm not good enough for the banner, Michael. You
know, or the big light.
I'm kidding. So we also, same day, Tuesday, from 11:30 to 1, Let's DU Lunch, November at Des Moines Embassy Club. This is a Drake University and Greater Des Moines Partnership event that they do monthly. And Drake University and Greater Des Moines Partnership will be doing lunch with Scott Recker.
Right.
The executive director of the Ray Center.
Correct.
And so that's at 666 Grand Avenue at the Embassy Club, and that is 11:30 to 1.
Scott used to be, it was a former legislator, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
Good guy.
And then same day, so
Tuesday.
Conflict, you got to make a choice. There's also the Topical Tuesday, which is at the Iowa Center for Economic Success. And Topical Tuesday will be with Kim Gratney. And what the topic is what is coaching? What's the value of coaching? How do you leverage coaching through the Iowa Center? And how does coaching offer, how does it differ from mentoring?
Got it.
And whether you're considering starting a business or being a coach, this is all about how you can use coaching, the business model, and also how you might use a coach yourself as you're developing. So that's at the Iowa Center.
I wonder if I'd
Tuesday.
Have time for a coach.
Would you have time for a coach?
Yeah, right.
Or to coach?
No, I wouldn't want a coach.
Just
I mean,
time for
yeah.
one?
I wonder.
Well,
if I,
let me tell you, I paid for a coach.
Yeah.
I paid for 10 sessions all up front, and I've done one.
There you go. So.
And it was like months ago. So.
Laura Kennard, Michael Libby in the same boat.
Yes. So we also, same day, third option for lunch, have expert advice on business plan basics. This will be at the West Des Moines Business Incubator, which is located in Gravitate in Valley Junction in their Valley Junction West Des Moines location. That is also a lunch option for you.
Wow.
So later that evening then, 5 to 6:30, so we're still on Tuesday, keeping up, November meeting 100 plus women who care at Centro DSM. Okay.
This is an interesting thing. This is women who come together and they raise funds for specific issues.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So do they contribute to other existing nonprofits and causes?
I believe so. I believe so. Memory serves correct.
So that's very cool. And so that will be at Centro. And 5 to 6:30. So now we can move on to Wednesday.
Wow, finally we're off to Tuesday.
Right. Huh? So if you want to slide right on over from the 1 Million Cups at the Science Center, it'll be getting out just in time for you to head on over to Boost with the Facebook Holiday Boot Camp. This is going to be from 9:30 a.m. to noon at the River Center. So it's actually very close by, too. So catch this. You can go to the Science Center.
Yeah.
And then you can head on over from 1 Million Cups right over to the River Center, which is on Southwest 3rd.
Right.
And that's where Facebook will be having their holiday boot camp to teach you how to boost, use Facebook to boost your holiday sales activities. So then right after that, well, not right after, but later that same day, Wednesday, from 4:30 to 5:45 in the evening, Social Media Club of Des Moines will be having an event that's open to non-members and members alike.
All right.
Facebook ads, beginner, advanced, and expert. So here's finally an event that sort of can meet you where you are.
Yeah.
And interestingly, on the same day that Facebook is in town in the morning doing their Boost event, you can head on over to the Social Media Club and Strategic America at the Strategic America office. And they do wonderful work, so I imagine they have something to say on that topic.
I was just talking to a friend of mine about Strategic America this morning, as a matter of fact.
They do great work.
They do great work.
Really, I've worked with Mike over there, and just a lot of their team.
Yeah.
Great.
Dave Miglin is my guy over there. So, yeah.
So then, also Wednesday evening, we just got lots of stuff going on. November Creative Drink Time. This is going to be at Hello Marjorie.
It's a great place, by the way.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. It is. So, and Hello Marjorie, that group is going to meet up. That's on Locust, 717 Locust. Creative Drink Time is a gang of Des Moines area creative types, people that get together on the second Wednesday of every month for drinks at different establishments. No agenda, and all are welcome.
There you go.
All right.
No agenda.
So you might want...
That sounds a lot like CIB. Used to be.
It does. It does. And, you know, that is so true. And the idea
we're
is
we're talking about Central Iowa bloggers,
yes,
by the way.
Central Iowa bloggers. That does sound a lot like it. And so here's the thing. You can either be a creative person and you want to, like, have some creative time and synergy with other creative types, but you could also meet some creative people that could help you with something in your business.
Hmm.
So that would be awesome. So we have then...
I don't think I've ever known a week that's been so jam-packed.
I know, right?
What the hell is going on?
I know. I'm cramming it all in before
for the holidays.
Right. Mm-hmm. So another thing, you know, Franklin Junior High is up and running now, right?
Yeah,
and
I was there on Friday.
They've got events nonstop. So one of the things that they're also having, also Wednesday night, Assembly All-City Champions. And what this is about is... and this is huge. 165 people say they're going with more interested. So it's time to publicly thank the city of Des Moines and all of our neighbors for their support, especially Beaverdale Neighborhood Association, Merle Hay, Waveland. Why? Because they push and push and push to finally get the Franklin Junior High
up
open
and running. Yeah.
To be able to do what it was wanting to do. So
do you know, that was almost, they almost tore that down.
Huh? Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And it's such a... And, you know, I think I read that at one point it was the largest middle school or junior high in the whole country.
Well, the auditorium is fascinating. It really is.
Yeah,
it's
really
a wonderful place.
So that's on Wednesday. So I got to tell you, there is just so much stuff going on. And then Thursday? Nope, we're going to skip over Thursday,
right,
actually. Skipping over a day. We get a day off. Yeah, we are getting a day off. And then Saturday...
Do we skip Friday, too?
Yeah, we're skipping Friday,
so
too.
So Thursday and Friday, we got nothing, and everything's jammed into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's right. So now we can look at next week. Tuesday, November 19th, is Free Coworking for National Entrepreneurs Day. That's going to be at the Gravitate Coworking Downtown. So let me just say that it's actually National Entrepreneur Month, November is.
I wondered why I felt special.
Yep. But then within the month, there is a special, special day, and that is on
Tuesday
the 19th. So just keep that in mind. And so they're offering free co-working downtown, and also... I've got some other things that we'll talk about next week that just for the entrepreneurship month and for that day as well.
Wow.
But get that on your radar. And then also, this is interesting, Global Des Moines Tapping International Student Talent. So that I don't know a lot about, but it was very interesting to me. That is going, it's by the partnership It's over 1:30 to 3. It's put on by the Greater Des Moines Partnership at their location on Locust. And basically, international students play an important role in our economy. They gravitate towards the fields of science, technology, and engineering and math, known as STEM, and producing many patents and gaining skills that help our employers innovate and compete. Nationally recognized immigrant attorney Lori Chesser will be presenting.
Lori Chesser. I've had her on the broadcast in the past, and she's an immigration specialist, as a matter of fact.
Lori. So I think that's interesting, too, that we're looking at importing students in these areas.
Well, we have to, because we don't have anybody.
And we, of course, also need to be tapping more and more into our diverse communities here. But isn't it interesting that there is such an emphasis in other places and not enough here that we're, like, needing to do that?
See, let me get political here for just a moment.
Okay.
One of the things that is troublesome is we all realize that we need a solid immigration force to bolster our working folks out here, because we just don't have enough people. Unemployment is at 2.5%. You know, folks are not. Anyway, where are you going to get these? You just can't manufacture them.
Yep.
So, yeah, having a sound immigration opportunity is just makes, for some, it just, it's a horrible political thing, but for business, it's such a necessity.
Well, and the other thing is, you have to understand that our colleges and universities around the United States have been heavily dependent also on attracting international students. And because of the current climate, we are getting less and less international students, which actually hurts our financial or our educational institutions as well, because they really do
They're
need
not here.
That.
Yeah.
So it really, there's all these rippling effects to not acting like a global community that we are. So anyway,
you're talking to
I'm preaching to the choir, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Amen, sister.
So also another thing to put on your radar for next week, Thursday, November 21st, 4 to 6 p.m. Is Cocktails and Conversations, which is a NABO event. And this particular event is going to be hosted by member Tammy Stifel. And this one is open to all women, so you don't have to be a member. All women business owners and those who support them, so it doesn't just have to be women. Women owners and those who support them are welcome to come to this event, which is called, again, Cocktails and Conversations. And so you can, it's going to be at Gastro Grub and Pub on Hickman and Waukee.
Got it.
So those are just
stuff.
A few things also to mention that coming up shortly is the 12th Annual Immigrant Entrepreneur Summit at FFA. That is Saturday, November 23rd.
Got it. All right. Laura Kennard with a whole list of stuff.
Yeah, we'll
to
talk
do
about
Monday
some more
and Tuesday and Wednesday.
On Monday.
You get to take
Remind
Thursday
you.
And Friday off.
And then we already have plenty of things for the following week, too. So tune in on Monday. We'll try to get deeper into a couple of these other things.
All right. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen. DMACC as well as Drake talking about business opportunities in the greater Des Moines Metro. Thanks so much for doing this, as always. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, that about wraps it up again today. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, and for Laura Kennard, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.